from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Every evening we explain well with Christelle, and suddenly everyone's taking Eskom to court.
Yeah, pretty much everyone. And it's not an exaggeration. So we've been reporting today on the major law or legal case being launched. Group of 10 individuals, political parties, taking Eskom to court over load shedding, wanting a number of things, but they're not the only ones. We also have Solidarity that has launched legal action on two things. One is to get transparency on Eskom's contracts and their coal purchases and the like. The other one relates to BEE and them essentially saying that they believe if BEE and the procurement processes at Eskom is scrapped, they might have more money. And then there's also legal action by Sakalicha in partner in collaboration with Agri Northwest, TLESA, about load reduction. Your faces. I wish people could see your faces.
Ja, ons moet 'n bietjie kamera se hier kry, want ek verstaan die frustrasie en ek verstaan daar kom 'n punt waar jy net kan dink, okay, I need to follow some legal action because nothing else is working. Great. Maar die uitkoms van hierdie legal action gaan natuurlik vergoeding wees. En dit is Eskom se groot probleem. Daar is nie geld nie. Ja. Daar is nie geld nie. So nou gaan jy 'n jarelange hofsaak en 'n terug heen en weer, maar daar gaan eintlik aan die einde van die dag niks resolution wees nie. It's just going to still be up in the air and you've spent all this money on a lawsuit that you're not going to actually get your damages paid for that you wanted.
So jy is reg, van deel van die stel, daar is 'n skadevergoeding komponent aan die regsaksie. And papers have now been served on Eskom with regards to this. They're still to respond to this. And the compensation, for example, is for potential loss of life, people on oxygen, that kind of thing. But at some point, you have to quantify damages. So we've had legal experts saying, claiming for damages, yes, it's a legal process that you can do. You have to quantify it. You have to meet a whole bunch of other legal requirements to do that. In die realiteit is niemand kon dit nog reg kry nie.
I mean, how do you quantify the damage to an entire country to prove in a court of law?
Also, how do you quantify my irritation coming home to no power? This is, today was 75 rand, tomorrow will be 50 rand.
Yeah.
Dit is onmoontlik.
Yeah. And another thing for me is a bunch of these court actions in the last couple of hours that have come through have all said one of the demands is we demand an end to load shedding. It's like, what do you want the court to do? They're going to stamp a piece of paper and now all of a sudden 17,000 megawatts is going to be added to the grid. Like, dis nie hoe dit werk nie. A court cannot end load shedding because the power station is broken.
They're going to stamp a piece of paper noodwendig in die donker.
It's just, I get it. I get the frustration and I'm truly very glad people are fighting this in court because as far as I'm concerned, if you get something from the states, if they are the provider of a thing and they are unable to provide that thing, then somebody else should be able to try and provide it for you. I don't see how we can sit in a situation where, like, you can't give it to me and also I can't get it anywhere else, so now I must sit in the dark forever. Like, that doesn't seem reasonable to me.
Yeah, and I mean, so this is what the legal experts are saying, is that this potential solution is more competition, in other words, privatization. Some of all these many lawsuits are around frustrations with getting other sources, you know, for example, your renewable energy, your private, your
independent power producers,
getting them approved quicker. So that it's complex lawsuits, but it's not the first time that Eskom's being sued for something like this. There's been a number of lawsuits between 2008 and 2015. Most of the cases were unsuccessful because they could not hold Eskom liable.
Well,
hier sit ons in die donker. Maar ten minste, Christel, you've shed some light on the situation. yes, I just did that.
Thank you.
Obviously we love hearing from you every day, same time, and explained well with Christel.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.